And I'm just a person, he doesn't even know. She doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's absorbed in our inheritance. He doesn't know. So, anyway, so the mother's passion is, instead of mentioning the truth, we are willing to assume the solution of the cause. We can't feel that. He's never. Why? Because she is nothing that is going. So maybe he's doing two things. We're putting sister and service and so holy son. But she doesn't know. He's in our marriage. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He doesn't take care of his business. So he's staying down the channel. So then he's now. But only in the case, the son of Ashes. Like I said, keep the time in the share shelter with Thomas because you know he's in the worship. It's that. Because why is this needed? More effective than Adam is because Jorge will share something with him. In other words, Jorge is doing that. But as I say, because he's not taking time as well. That's what, that's how that experience is open. So, let the mission become a service to show holy self. And she is not taking time as well. It's possible that he is. So holy self is still not taking time as well. He doesn't know. He has so many fields that he really doesn't know. He still wants to be true. Does not want to. So, keep the time in the situation of the one of the day, so then you might look at it. So, according to Rashi Pshat, the mother doesn't even say that in the case, that even the case where she and the same time is born, so women is still not even. So, but, cases, so the case is not explaining the mother's castle, the way the Rashi explains. Like David mentioned, is that right? He said, well, the mother and father, the relationship of the social culture, and that's why the power of the child, who can make the social culture, who can feel himself, have a working in child with that, so the whole answer, he is stronger. For you will be a bad thing of it. In other words, why does Ash say, can you stop me to do that a little bit? Because the culture is more investing, why don't you show how much you change? Where women says to Shimon, so did you show her we got to be but Shimon doesn't know, he doesn't know. That's the choice. I mean, that he changed and he doesn't know at such a time, he doesn't even know. That's an unusual situation, but that's exactly the way that Asher understands the Gemara's cash. But they say, assumes that it's impossible that the Gemara has that mind. Because that's an unusual situation. That she himself shouldn't know that he wants him. But his father, okay, suppose he has many fields, so she himself doesn't even know whether this particular field is his or not. But women discover it for him. So in such a case, when Yeshua would say, this one is them. But if she is sitting on his body, and he says, I know that he belongs to me, and I know that you got it from me, so then, according to Rashi, so so for next time, you should go with the Holy Mother. The Holy Mother, the number of days, up to the middle of Yeshua, the end of the
Subos Pei, Al Sivan Hitov Shimem Beis, May 22nd, 1982,
on Sunday. So, the Mishnah mentions two cases. One case where she became a widow, Isamu, and the other case where she was divorced. And then she says, Psua Isasan, at the time of the marriage, so I got married as Psua. And he says, Loiki Oman Nisisa. So that expression, Behuene, the husband says, can have application to the case of Shemizgarsh. But in the case of Nisamalo, if he's dead, he's not going to say, Amon Nisisa. So how does the Mishnah say, I mean, it sounds funny, but that kash is raised by Yerushalmi. Tenach, Nisgarsh. So But Nisamalo, so how can he say, Loiki Alamon Nisisach is dead? So the Yerushalmi says, Mi Eireya, who is dead? So the Yerushalmi says, Hayoshim Teyam. Now, so, what does it mean, Hayoshim Teyam? But how did the Yerushalmi know? They heard it from their father. They heard it from someone. So, that's not their kind of body. That's what it's hearsay. As far as the Yerushalmi are paying, so it's hearsay. Well, I mean, we can visualize. I mean, so the Rishik, the Yerushalmi is the Kashi. Tenach, Nisgarsh. So, Kueimeir, Habaleimeir, Almonim Seisich. But Nisgarsh, so who says Almonim Seisich? So Ayoshimeir. So in other words, not Almonim Seisich, but Almono Nisas Leobim. So the Rishayim has the kasher, but as far as the Yoshim are concerned, it's not the time is voted. And here the Gemara says, I feel the Gemara in Amriel, I can't come around with us on the Bobby Shemo. I will hook the Bobby Roy. So in other words, so the Baal of the Yoshim are also taking time is voted. How can you be taking time is voted? They are sure. Why? How do they know? The father told him, the mother told him, I mean somebody told him. So it's hearsay, that's not the Tanis Bori. Tanis Bori out in the means on the basis of his own observation, not because somebody told him. He might be the biggest sadik, the most reliable person, but if I say, I know it's not, it's like that, because somebody told me, so it's a Tanis Shem. It's a Tanis Shem. So the Shemim say, because there is a loch of Tanina Yasin. In other words, any kindness that the father could have presented as a time. So if the Torah is with the children, so then best presents these kindness on behalf of the children. Suppose he had been alive. So we're saying she would be his gosh and not his armor. So then, and he could say, Loiki El Almoni says it. So maybe now that she is Nisamalo, and he's not alive, so Bezin presents these talents on behalf of the children. Because I mean, that's the law of Tamil, Tamil Yasna, Tamil Lukuches, I mean, Psach is based upon the Tzatzakosu, or in Mishlei, Psach Picholim. But, alright, I mean, I'm not arguing with that, that's true. But as far as the Kashi, how can the Yoshi detain the Tainis Bori is concerned, it's not such a strong kasha. I mean, what Hashem says is true, but we can visualize the situation that the Yoshi can detain the Tainis Bori. Let's say they are the children, the sons of the husband of this woman, but they were born to another woman. So they are the Yoshim, because they are the sons of the husband. So they are Shinol and the Chosid. And the woman, she is not their mother, she is their stepmother. The father might have been married before, And he had these children through the first marriage. And then after the first wife died, so he married her. And he doesn't have any children through her. He didn't have any children through her. So anyway, but the children are through the first marriage. And then who Yamashu sold in the Hosim all the whole, all the assets, all the estate of the husband. The children comes through the first marriage. And they can remember. They were grown up. So I mean we can visualize. But why do the Rishayim, Rabbi Yene, I mean other Rishayim, they say because Allah Tanim, because it's not mistaber that this Mishneh in connection with this Amro, the Mishneh is referenced to a case, there's such an unusual case, I mean, where the husband was married first and he had children, and then when his first wife died, he married this woman, and then she wants to collect from the children through the first marriage, and they are Tanitani's body. It's mistaber that it is reference to every case, the usual case, where the husband was not married first, and then he married this woman again after the death of the first wife. So even in such a case, we apply the aloha of body to body. Why? Because since there is aloha of tamine, so then it's considered like a tamine's body. That is the aloha of tamine that is considered a tamine's body. Since the father, if he had been taken, so he could have the molest. I mean, well, under certain circumstances, he had the molest under certain circumstances. He doesn't have the molest. As the Gemara says, I mean, it all depends. If the Mishnah says, if the other is here to be numer, or she follow up. So then, he has no the molest, but he does not know anything, so then he has the molest. So it's time is born. So even if the children, even if the husband is not alive, she's an almoneh. But on the basis of Tamino Yasmin, it's considered like a dinosaur. Alright. Hoyisha Shenisano. Hoyisha Nisgao Sho. He marries Sua Nisasani. The Huei may alone kill our monomises. In case of Nisgao Sho. And in case of Nisano. So the Oshin say, our monomoso is of him. In Yeshe, in Sheyotso. Now, from Shinkopetsis it appears, we have to say like that, that the Vov in the Reishi Parua is not the Vov Amchabe, but the Vov Amchalik. Vov has the meaning of end or it also has the meaning. Here, the Vov is not the Vov Amchabe, it has the meaning of it's the Vov Amchalik. Because the Gemara explains what the meaning of the human is. So the Gemara explains, one says that the human means is a certain cat that was made out of Hadassi, Tamura Dos, so the Ipsula, the Kale, so they used to. In other words, a cat made of flowers. It's of Hadassi. That was the Sinan name when Ipsula got married. And Rabbi Yechanan Omar Tvia said, the Namun of the Kalosi. So that was like a veil, and it covered the eyes, and the Kalei was able to fall asleep behind the veil, because it covered the eyes. Now, so that's Inumen, but then, Reishi Parua, so, according to Rashi's job, Reishi Parua spells it out, it's just the reverse of Yotzei Inumen. Yotzei Inumen means that the Kalei had a veil on her head, and not only that it was it on the hair, but it even covered the eyes, a veil. I mean, so it's something like a veil, you know, it rides a veil. So it goes down, I mean, and it covers the eyes. So, and then, but Reishi Parua, as it says, Savo Xifel, Kacho Yomiyagin Lehiti Samsuiz, Mibisagi and Mibisachasana. Now, the Shinkopetsa says the Kashi against Rashi, but we don't saw at all there is the Gemara. There is another. But I'm ready to take a mother. So, you see, a blessed life. Upon us, the Jewish are becoming the Rabbi Shmuel. As all the places, all the children to the clear stage. So, in other words, a married woman is not supposed to walk out in the streets the clear stage. And here Rashi says, So Jesus says, the high amir, uporas eshayisho, vitonim erav yishmoel mikanazol mitz Yisrael. Shall we aim to be pre-arranged? It shall remain our binsuis command. This aloha, as long as it's Israel, shall we aim to be pre-arranged only applies to Yisur, but not in Arus. No, in Arus is also in Yishish. But this aloha, as long as it's Israel, shall we aim to be pre-arranged? Yishim Kvetsa says, applies only to Yisur. And here, of course, this man Chazal, so there is a substantial period that intervened between the Yerasim and the Yisuri. That was the kasher by the Shinkubetis against Rashi. So, in other words, how can there be such a need that's maybe a team? I mean, that at the time when she was escorted in the street to the Beis HaChasana, so she was already in Yishishi, she was in Arusa for some time. So she was in there, and this aloha will call us the Shinisha, she'll be soiling into the priest's age. So Shinkubetis says, that that only applies to Yisur, but not to Naruso. So in the Haname, she was Reshapua, the practice was to keep her hair uncovered, as she was escorted to this Hasana. But before the Nisuin, so she did cover her hair, because right after the Nisuin, so she's already Muzeres, not to walk in the street because of her age. But here, this is mentioned as a minhag before the chuppah, even though she was naruse, but the aloche of Shaliyat and Chris applies only to Israel, not to naruse. Alright. So, Chuyishik in Samuel Shalit Garshon, here in Eretz Tzur Misasam, Ruayin Aloin Kiel Al-Monami says, in the Shaykhin, Sheyotzen is the Numa of the Rishap Ruah, Ksubosa Basai, why? Because that was a sinner, a right. The Beichen in the Mreke in the Rapchino Kuro Yisrael. This is the origin, I mentioned it several times. This is the origin for throwing candy at the hospital. But Bisman Chazal, it was done in a dignified way. Not in the shul to throw candy in the shul. But today, I mean, there was no dignity, so the male had been throwing the shul candy at the hospital. But this is the origin. This is the origin, in other words, and then they didn't throw, this man has already been thrown, they distributed to the children, instead of teaching the children to grab. So on the contrary, they told the children, I mean, not to grab, I mean, but today everything is a Elam Hopo, so the melee. But this is the origin of that practice of throwing candy at the hospital. So Yechim and Reike says, two even come and say that they saw that when this woman got married, so candy was distributed to all the children, so that's also right. In other words, that we see that minek, if it's a minek, some do it, some don't do it, so, but if it's a universal country, it's a universal practice, not that some money, everybody did it that way. So minek is a bureau. In other words, if Eitim Amibare, that people acted out the way it is universal. No, some male that's a raya that psuadesis. So on that smach, we can be made simonim yadamurdek. Kadir and Breke, there are three who call Israel, who made the Rabbi Yeshua. Who made the Rabbi Yeshua. והיא מלחבי היסוד איזו שלו גיחו איסו וכך גיחו אימנו שהוא נאמון 샤페쇼사 후아페시키야. Now Rabbi Yeshua, why does all of a sudden the Mishnah say obey the Rabbi Yeshua? I mean, the Mishnah doesn't mention a machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and another Tanur. So then the Mishnah should say obey the Rabbi Yeshua. All of a sudden the Mishnah says obey the Rabbi Yeshua. So obviously it has reference to something. So we've already discussed it, what it has reference. So Rabbi Yeshua is made there. Rabbi Yeshua is made there before I recall you, my name. That even though Rabbi Yeshua, he does not rely on certain kind of midas, but on this midas he relies. So, Shapesho says that if, let's say, who princes the Shimon, so there's Ushon the Koyso. Now, Ruben has possession of a certain sort. And Ruben says to Shimon, this Sodeh that I have possession, so originally belonged to your father, which, to you or Shimon's father, but I bought it from him. So he's never. So then, since, and of course, and Ruben, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua has left us the gates where Ruben does not have 3 years Chazok. If he has 3 years Chazok, so then we don't have to resort to meaning. But Ruben does not have 3 years Chazok. He has a few days Chazok. Less than 3 years. It doesn't make any difference. He has less than 3 years Chazok. So then one could argue, in view of the fact that Ruben is made into Shimon, that the son belonged to Shimon's father, so that means that Shimon's father is the Morikami. If Shimon's father is the Morikami, now Shimon's father passed away, so Shimon has the Cheskas Morikami of his father. So the Melele, so Ruben should be considered the Melezi, and he should be told, I mean, we could argue that way, he should be told, if you don't introduce evidence which will show that you really bought it from Shimon's father, since you yourself admitted that you bought it from Shimon's father, so you don't have to call him. So the Melele, we know that Shimon is the Morikami. Shimon is the Morikami, so you are the Beitzi, he's the Mutate. So the Melele, give it back to Shimon. Unless you produce witnesses who will testify that Shimon's father sold it to you. But until you do that, so Shimon is the Mu'zeh, and you have the burden of proof. So Yeshua told us no. Even though Ruben admitted that he belonged to Shimon's father, he doesn't have Shne Hazoke. So the male is Shimon is the Morikami. He's never on his time because of the Mu'zeh. What is in the Mu'zeh? So Rashi says, Shapes also. Rashi says, שהפסוס הזה יודע שהוא איזה שלום אלא על פיו של זה ומה שעושה הרי סוגה של זה זה לא יבחיתס לא יבחיתס אני מתאים שזה סוגה של זה שאני מחיתס כל פרשי so רב יהושע only recognizes a team of Mige of Mige de Boyishos but when there is no time but a Mige of the Boyitoni Rabbi Yeshua doesn't even recognize. It's a very difficult question. I mean, we know that there is Mige, not only Mige de Boye Shosik, there is a Mige de Boye Toin also. But Rashi says, Shapte Shosa, Zei Mige de Asho Yisa Shalom. El Al Pif Shal Zei. El Al Pif Shal Zei. Uma Shosa Raiyita. Raiyita. So in other words, because only when does Rabbi Yeshua say that that Ruben is Nemon only when Shimon doesn't know. Shimon is not taken by his boy, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know. He's young. So then he tells him, let's say he was with Nisayam, he didn't know that he won't be a father. And now he came from Nisayam. So says Ruben tells him, he belonged to your father. But I won't. And Shimon is not taken by his boy. No, you got it from my father. Mashiach came, there is a time then he is not never needed me. But this is a slave, he called it a shame of Machiach and Rashi. I mean, the storm, there is a lot of meeting by turning also. Not only meeting by Yeshua. And it's not Misabra that Rabbi Yeshua does not conceive the halacha of Migri Boi Torin, only Migri Boi Chosik is not Misabra. So it hints us, and don't be ashamed to say, that Rabbi Yeshua has reference to the case where Shimon is saying it on his body, and Shimon says to Ruben, my boy Balare, you are a trespasser. This is the field that belonged to my father. And then, when my father passed away, so I yashu the field. But you got it from my father. I know that you got it from my father. I got it from my father. So then, and Rumi says, true, it did belong to your father. There are no Indian who testify that the father of Shimon was my father. But Shimon says it, and Rumi is made it. He says, true, that it belonged to your father. But I got it from him, I didn't got it from him. So then, Ruben is never, because he could have said, if all the other way you testify that it belonged to Shimon's father, so Ruben could have said, it never belonged to your father. You're a liar. So then, Ruben would bring it happily, and all he's not the deal, even if he doesn't care. Gimushan Chazok. So he didn't deny, and he admitted that it belonged to Shimon's father, but he says, not that I got it from your father, but I got it from your father, so it's never the deal. But according to Rashi, in the case where Shimon would became Tanit Tzori, and Rubei would say, no, it's true that it belonged to your father, but I didn't gather it from your father, I bought it from your father, then Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't say that Rubei is done. See, one of the things is that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't recognize the halacha of Migdei Boi Torin, only Migdei Boi Chosik. But that's Rashi's job. Right. Now let's see just the things this. For Yisha, in Yen Shehim Sheyot is being moved, with the Roy Mekitek Surai, that here now Rashi says, now everybody was bothered by this Kash. Why are they arguing whether she got married as a Psule or she got married as an Amonic? Why every woman had exume? So let's take a look at exume. What does it say? Whether she got married, whether it exume is written mea psulaychi, or it's written exume mea amulisaychi, or mea tolisaychi, by Yehushe. I mean, so let's take a look at exume. So Rashi says, Ruein am gazbo, ul almono halila shinimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim שטאַקסוי אויבער. די שטאַקסוי איז אויבער. So, די גוידי טיפיק סיבאיר, די ניטיק סובי, נעם זק סובי, די ניטיק סובי אוי אלמונו, ואפי יאו למען גונא, הפי נחם אי סבז, גונא פרעייטי נאמון. So, די קטייסי סדי קאש, וואי דוס די, די מישנה סייר, די טיב די ארי די טסטיפאי יוטי די נאמון, אורי די טסטיפאי די קרשי פרוע, so די ניטיק סובי אוס המסאי, אין די באה, די באה אוס יושי, Anak Nemon, but since the Mishnah is obviously the case where the Mishnah doesn't produce Iksuv, because if the Mishnah did produce Iksuv, so then there would be any argument. She has to take a look at Iksuv. So she doesn't produce an Iksuv, so the male, we couldn't say, Shtov, you're my boy. So now there is a Machlei case, in the Gemara, in Gomitzie, Gemara Mitzie, in Ksubes. So, with Atena, my heart bears in the Oma, Poraiti, is never an hour. If a Misha produces Ksube, and the husband says, I pay him, so then it's certainly not never, because if you pay the Ksube, I pay him. If it's true that he paid the Ksube, how come that she didn't surrender the Ksube? So she told you, my heart. But in the case where she doesn't produce Iksuv, because Nevdo, because it's invoking Shane Case, Iksuv, whatever the reason is. So she doesn't produce Iksuv, and she demands Iksuv, and the husband, let's say he's Gash, so the husband said, pray to God. I prayed. And she says, no, you didn't pray. It's not true. So then there's machlokes d'gemara. One mandoma says, since she doesn't produce ishtar, some male and the husband, or the yoshim say poraiti, so that kipper happened. He's a kipper happened or poraiti. So he's spotted to make it. One mandoma says, somebody that my sibesim has the same aloche as kinikite shtar biyode. Even though she doesn't produce a shtar, since it's my sibesim, so it's always considered as if she produced a shtar. That's the aloche my sibesim, kinikite shtar biyode. So, is not. So, this is the kashi. Since he had a Mishnah Tefes in the case where she doesn't produce exus. So be Shleime, according to Mandoma, the Tatina HaMaisi Bezun Leyoma Krum, because Kol Maisi Bezun can keep his story in the other Yone, so then he doesn't have a Mishnah. But the cause, it Mandoma says, that when Exube doesn't, when Isha doesn't produce Exube, so then the husband is Nehemon to say Poraiti, so now in this case, he doesn't say polite. He doesn't say polite. He's made that he didn't pay it. But he says, I'm honest, he says, and I only have to give you your money. I don't have to give you Messiah. But let, so why does the Mishnah say, if they didn't testify what Joseph didn't do? The Rosh Hashanah, or the Rabbi Yehuda says, the candy was distributed to the children. So then he's not Nemon, but after all, he has a media. He could have been paying polite law. And then he would be Nemon according to that Mandoma. He wouldn't have to pay a penny. Now that he's such a nice person, that he admits that he didn't pay her, but he claims that he only has to pay her money, not Messiah, because he knows that he married her as no money, so she should be Nemon in the year. But you, Mandoma, pay her by the day, you don't pay the Nemon. You call me, can you never wait my canal money? You say, see, Nigga, be for your own, I'll pay. Nigga, be looking at you. Because if they didn't testify that they called him to the eunuch, so it was, if people acted like at the wedding of Ipsuro, so that's considered as if they are even who testified that she got married as Ipsuro. So the male, the media will be a media mokemedim, whatever. Who made Rabbi Yehoshua, Behei Meo Sode, so this is what we call it, so Tachtin Choyim, Kachtin Oim Enu, Shehu Nehmon, Yitechpil Shakut Rosh Mashma, Vidab Ketik Shinawo Teivei, Vinemon Vimige, Vibo Yeshosi, Avon Teivei, Eimi Nehmon, Eimi Nehmon. Now, first, without any kashis, this shita of Rashi is absolutely amazing. All of Damin, all of Cheskes HaBatim is full with Midin Beitah. All of Cheskes HaBatim, and then other Chotim. But all of Cheskes HaBatim is based upon Midin, revolves around Midin. And all the Midin, most of the Midin are Midin Beitah, not Midin Beitah. So does that mean that all these Gemaras of Cheskes HaBatim that revolve around Midin Beitah, do not accord with Rabbi Yeshua? I mean, it's impossible to say that. So, but Rashi does say that. Shapeh she'osa al-zeh yidiyah she'osa shalomi el-al-pif she'ozeh u'ma she'osa al-ayim. So we have to put a certain limitation on Rashi Shita. Not that Rashi Shita should involve such a chidesh, an impossible chidesh, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is no midin Beitah. But here we are discussing the case where the Marzik does not have Shnei Chazon. Well, we know that he didn't have possession for 3 years. So the Marzik does not have Shnei Chazon. So by the Talmud, so even Tfise, by the Talmud where there is a possibility of Tfise, so even for one moment, so it's considered the Marzik. Makes him a Marzik. Let's say, if I have the same for my hand, my possession, my hand or my house, so I don't have any difference. And then, somebody says, it's his, I got a weapon. So I remove it. I remove it. Even though in Purdue Sabine who say that, let's say a month ago, they knew that this sefer belonged to him. But if I say, I bought it, sure, a month ago it belonged to him, but 3 weeks ago I bought it from him. So then I remember. Why? Because I'm mitalos. That's my mitalos. So, by mitalos, even though by mitalos there is also the effect, the little effect of morakam. But where is there by mitalos the little effect of morakam when the behavior, let's say, is kind of bad? So, if Mora says, Machu Kora Bahameya, so Machu Kora Bahameya, the rest of your shoes in the mankind. The Rebbeino, Hamito, Habeo, Marai. Gimora Nashe. So Gimora says the Kanuba. So then Gimora the Kashe, Kanuba Adam. So it should say Gimora Kame. So Gimora says, the problem is Sukhas. So he doesn't rely on Cheskas Mora Kame. So in other words, so by Metalpurim there is also Cheskas Mora Kame. But by Metalpurim we have two kinds of music. We have the music of Mora Kame, and the music of Mora Kame applies to a case when no one is stops. Let's say a machlik for a chameya, and then it's the other, it's kind of the other. So a machlik for a chameya, and then there was a blood, and the question is whether the poor gave birth to the blood before the chritin, so maybe the blood belongs to the original Baal HaPoro, or the Poro gave birth to the blood after the Chlitin. So maybe the blood belongs to the original Baal HaChameya, because they made the Chlitin. So the Gemara asked the Kasha to learn the Bashus from the Kaine. So the Gemara said the Kaine Baal. But if it's not Kaine Baal, so if it's in the Bashus of the Baal HaPoro, so then the Baal HaPoro is the Chlitin. If it's in the Bashus of the Balachameya, so then the Balachameya is the music because he stops. But Kanibada, so then the Morele Kashe, it should belong to the Morekam. It should to the original Balachot. It should belong to Balachot. So by Talpurim, we have two kinds of Mozot. We have the music of Kapus, and we have the music of Morekam. But if there is a stira between the Morekam, Rubein is the Morakame and Chin is the Tapus. So what prevails? The music of Tapus prevails over the music of Morakame. So if I have this Sefer, in my possession, I have Tapus now, even though the Aleph testifies that a week ago the owner was somebody else, but if I say I bought it from somebody else, so then I have it, because I'm the Tapus, and the other person is only the music of Morakame. That's in regard to Mitalpurim, where three things shire. But by Kachoyis, you cannot hold the piece of land in your possession. So, what does Malzik mean? What does Malzik mean? Malzik means he uses the karake. He has the control over the karake. He's there. So he's not a tofus. By karake, there is no Indian of tofus by karake. So by karake, so unless the Malzik has had possession for 3 years, so it's considered Mosek the Morakam. So let's say, if I have possession of a piece of land for 2 years, and then somebody else comes to me and takes me to Bezin, and he says, he produces Aiden who testified that originally 3 years ago, or 2.5 years ago, it belongs to him, and I say, I bought it from you 2.5 years ago, it belonged to you, but I bought it from you 2 years ago. And he says, no, I got it. Then this will take away my field, the field that is in my possession. Why? Because since in Karka there is no, he said, unless the Mamazi kills Gimushonim Hazoke in possession for 3 years, so the Morakami is always considered a Mosek. Always consider the music, because there is no tofus. So Mela now, there is a, you know, never the shame say that Miga Lehitzi Loyamu. Miga Lehitzi Loyamu. That we only say Miga Lehazik. But we do not say legally, Zakaritu, I mean, even that is a big Chiddush. But this is the Chiddush of Rashi. Rashi Shiti means, not that according to Rashi, that Yeshua does not recognize Nigel Boy Torah, but only Nigel Boy Shosik. And he, the other Badogo is 10 times boy, then Nigel is not effective. I mean, there are so many Gemores connected to the counter. But in this case, they malachavei ifru pinsers b'shimen. So b'zu shalom b'yichoi so ukachti olmen. Shu nemon shapeseros shapeshiti. Ifru pinsers b'shimen. These are the which I don't have 3 years chazak. I just have 1 year chazak. And it belongs to your father, to your Shimon's father. But I got it from him. And what Shimon say? Shimon doesn't know anything. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. So then, so who is Nemo? Why? Because Akesho Sakashi. So Rashi says, because Zeini Diyasho is a Shalom. Now our people shall say, Umashiro Sari, in other words, here is, so he is staying in his body. Shire is staying in his shell. He says, I don't know. Maybe you got it from your father, maybe you got it, I don't trust you. So maybe it's possible, in my mind, it's possible that you gather. So in such a case, he is never in the meeting. Wow. But suppose Shimon will say to Reuven, bring him to bed and say, you Reuven, this brother will belong to my father. Unfortunately I don't have anyone who can testify that it belongs to my father. But I know it belongs to my father. And you gather it from my father. And then Reuven will say, true, it belongs to your father, but I bought it from your father. And Shimon will say, no, you're lying. You didn't buy it from my father. You got it from my father. So according to cases in all the Rishonim, then Yeshua would still say that he's never. Inasmuch as Shimon is unable to produce anything, who will testify that he belongs to the father, so the Mele, Reuven is never with the Mele. But according to Rashi, since Shimon is staying on his body, so Reuven is not Nemon with the Mikke. How can it be? I mean, why? There is no such thing as Mikke the Boitoi. When both Boitoim are Boi, I mean, so many Gemores. So many Gemores. In Bobasta, in Iksudet, in Bobitzir. I mean, in all Shas, there are Gemores to the effect that Mikke the Boitoi is effective. Even if the other Bobo is also being on his body. But I think that because inasmuch as Reuven does not have Shnei Chazoke, so Meile, who is, and admittedly, who is the Morikame? Shimon's father, definitely Shimon. And by Karkois, since there is no Yechetintze of Tvise, since there is no Yechetintze of Tvise, so Meile, the Morikame is always the Mirozek. So Mele, if Shimon became a kind of boy, Rashi says, Shimon became a kind of boy, so Reuven wouldn't be Nemo. Why? Because inasmuch as Shimon is the Mosek, admittedly the Mosek, so Mele, the Nigi of Reuven is the Nigi of Hezi. And Nigi of Hezi, the Amrima, many of the Sheikhs say, it's a Machlik, it's a Sheikh, and that's all. But Miguel hates the Amino. So Rashi Shiti is also that Miguel hates the Amino. But in the case where Shimon does know a thing, he doesn't know a thing, so even though Shimon admittedly is the Mosek, so still Reuven is the memory of the Nige of the boy Yoshosik, even though he hates the Mosek. But where Shimon is staying by his boy, and Shimon is the Mosek, admittedly the Mosek, so the Mele. And Yeshua says that Reuven cannot keep the son on the basis of the Nigia, because since he admitted that he belonged to Shimon's father, so Shimon is the Mosek, and now he's saying he bought it, and we should believe him because he didn't have to admit that he belonged to the father, but it's a Nigia Hatsi, so Nigia Hatsi, right? That's what happens. All right, now, with me from Yeshua Be'im, so we're through the name of Yitzchak Pires HaKum Tetzma Ashma, در کجیش نواته این بهی بینه نبیدی که بی پای شاسی هم ها این تهی پیدینه ما بینی ره سفن قشیز مشمه و دستی زانی ایش نواته سویز نبیدی که بی پای شاسی هم ها این تهی بهی ایفشی نمیز تهی یعنی تنیز با بهی اینه ما بینی ره سی پیدی میشه مشمه دفتی میشه شاید شما بی بینه ما عبونه نیدیم عبونه تیبه نما میگه دیبای آما و هایی ساشو را بخانه ایمان بگوی ما کردیم تیبه ایمان نما او بیگ ما را نما پاره بگوی ایس نفساد زویش را هایی سا نمینا را تلسته ایمان یا بری ایمان این چونی سیم به تخشی دیم که جاست ناوی را دیگه ما را سا و یک با او بگی ما را سی و ایمان بریزه رای با خه هستم بگی ما را من او بیگ ما را نما پاره شما خواهیست نو ترم تو دفت بی زنی میده اومی درم بیشو عبه ایمان خبه ای رایی سوی مای سکاشه بی رئیس نه می درم بیشو عبه ایمان خبه ای رایی سال زون شما خواهیست او تختی را بیم خواه نو رتی سا اکاری بیسه در شب میماریز بیدی ما رای زکاشه نو بیدی ما رای زکاشه نو رتی فرست گو اوبر the pshat in the more according case because there's the pshat on the machine other kadash so the race the made of the shua the khabari the shad zu shal khoi so u kakhti on him kho so according to the case that from the shua does not only apply his din of hakesh osa to the case where shimon is not there but the same aloha of media would apply to a case so shimon is there yeah. So why does the mishne mention us a relatively slight chidesh, they will have a little bit of social difference of Kafi Khomeno, Shunemon Shafes Shabdayika, let me have Yeshua mention the big chidesh. The being of a chabei rei, so the social choice, ukahti o mincho, ukahti o mincho. So he's also, so he's demon, so he more said, ישתי בוי ניסנסי אם ישי דים שישר אי בו אמר לקח דיום מנהים הם או היי חדם אי ביו חוש נחזו כעמלו נהם או so even though that aid him to testify that Shimon's father is so owned it so but if Reuben has had adverse possession for 3 years, so he should still be never make a loche of people shall chazok. Read the boy of course be chazok. So what kind of a chit is he there? Pshit is a man. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention it in connection to the Habeas of the Jewish of the Horus. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Yoche Tabiyo Vim Nabe, Read the boy of course be chazok, Al Bai Vim Nehemen. Read the boy of course, so why is it better to mention this chiddush in connection with some additional of the also, we can still ask the pshat in the same thing that in Yeshayim, Shishalei, Unukachti, Unarei Nemo. What does it deal with? If it deals in the case of Ochlesh Nechazokei Amai Unehemen, so what is our aim to testify that it belonged to Shimon's father, but now Reuben is aiding that he has had 3 years adverse possession anyway. So he should still be nema. And the woman should keep it. Vido yoslo. Vido yoslo shmi hazoke. Pshidio in the heaven. So he can have the same kasha. So the woman says, no. Vishlo yi gabi yodi. Mishkaras lokin shoh rosh tali. Vichay oho. Vichay vichay vnei. Vichay ravunei lo. Ravunei marzikim yichsi kofi. Adol higil. Rabune maslis no solution. So, the more I think I said, Rabune maslis no solution. So, the first time it says, we boy is saying, Rabune, you can maslis no solution. We boy is saying, Rabune, you can maslis no solution. Alright. So, in other words, so, if we explain the Gemara that way, so then it's Gemara Mephoreshes, that even in the case where Shimon is it taken, but Reuben says, Shalhoi, so, Ukachbio imenu, so, see, he's still never in it, so it's a Gemara of Rashi's Neged Rashi. But let's see how Rashi explains. Let's see Rashi. We raise the Neged Rabbi Yeshua, so that we shall call it. Kim the time, we should be in Shea Shachot Fono, who cioè ho detto i miei, ma non ce l'ho, vi trovavi ce l'ho, un maestro ce l'ho, vi ho detto, ma no, sì, sì, quello è il rascino del crescente, vi ho detto, 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 that means, even if she may stay in times boy, and he says to whom you got it, that's all the family, but whom he says, it belongs to you, in her name, but I got it from you, I didn't gather it from you, so in such a case, Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi, the Mishnah should tell us Rabbi Yeshua says, that's who he is never, so that it's given on for Asher, according to today's Pshat, that even in the case of Thin Times Bori, the case of Shimon Thin Times Bori, so Rubin is still member of the Midian, counter to Rashi. So Rashi says, no, the counter of the body is not, let Rabbi Yeshua mention the case where Rubin is, Shimon is Thin Times Bori, and Rubin says, true, you are right, that it belonged to you, but not as you say, I got it from you, but I bought it from you. That's not the way Rashi because in such a case, Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't even admit that Rubin is ever. But the more is asking the Kashi, since the real reason is why Rabbi Yeshua says that Rubin is never is because Shimon is not taking time his boy, he's taking time Shemo. So even if Rubin say to Shimon, you know, you have been away, you have been over since.